Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of Paul's major purposes in writing his letter to the Ephesians, and of course to us, was to help all of us understand what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. This is the focus of the first half of this letter, the first three chapters. Then, beginning in chapter 4, Paul encourages us to respond to God's mercy and grace.
Therefore I, the prisoner in the Lord, urge you to live worthy of the calling you have received, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
When Paul wrote the first three chapters in Ephesians, he described our calling in Christ. Yes, we're saved by grace through faith. This means we've been chosen in Christ. We've been adopted into His family. We've been redeemed by His blood, and we're secure in Christ because we're sealed with the Holy Spirit. What should this mean to us? Well, Paul states it clearly. We're to walk worthy of this wonderful calling in Christ. Here's a beautiful parallel in Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
Join me again tomorrow, and I'll share with you what Paul said about walking worthy of this wonderful calling.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos, as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.